Kamashana he let's face it. Kamashana he gishat ish hadas, he gishat ish hamadaza hakara atipusa cognitive or lamashakara bhaka. How different is the approach of homo religiosus from the approach of the scientist, the cognitive type that Kodesh Baruch Hu's word. Isha das, kshehu mitbonen b'teva umloa, umistakel b'havaya ha'gdola v'haniskava, harayu mitavel l'hakel ma'at l'havin l'haskel. But when the cognitive type, when the cognitive man reflects on the world and its fullness, but when he looks at this great and exalted existence, so he desires to know with the end goal of understanding. Shifat ishadat, the aspiration, his aspiration, he legalot et sod ha'olam, to reveal the secret with a shot, and to resolve at bayot hayesh, the problems of existence. Ish ha-secha v'hamada, this intellectual, scientific type, shehu meitzitz the toch birazo, right, alluding to the imagery that the Medrash famously uses in describing Avraham Avinu's search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu is comparable to a traveler who's walking along, and he sees a Bira Dolekas. He sees this palatial mansion, which is all lit up. So the Chazal used Lashon Bira there, referring to the Bria. Kshu meitzitz the Tov Birazo, when he looks, meitzitz ben hakarakim and shashirim, harehu malei chereg kabir echad v'hu. There's a strong, he's filled with one very strong impulse, and that is chipus habivur v'halibun hapiruk v'hatirutz, to clarify, to understand, to explain. Harei rotze lefshot et bayot ha-hakara b'yachas l'mitziyot v'oreg, and he yearns lefazer, to scatter, to dispel et anan ha-sodiyot ha-ma'artel al p'nei seda ha-tofa'ot v'ha-mikrim. He looks to, again, scatter, cause the cloud of secrecy which casts a fog over events and phenomena. He's looking to dispel that cloud of secrecy. Ein ish hadad sovel afluliyot, I'm not sure. The cognitive man doesn't tolerate darkness, obscurity. Lashem choshech afela, presumably. V'mazim b'razim b'havaya. Hints and secrets in existence. Hu ta'ev l'kvar masmerim l'halakha. He desires to litzor chukim u'mishpatim, to establish rules, physical law. L'hasir et alatat ha'pela v'ha'pitomiyot. Right, by Brisbane, I'm sorry, by he, Hashem is lava, va alata haya. Alata is, I think the Foshim say, means choshech. So he looks to remove the darkness of something being hidden or something being sudden and unexpected. He wants to be able to predict when there's going to be an eclipse, when there's going to be when you're going to be able to see a comet shooting through the sky. Levatel et ha'itzafoy v'ta'imuvan, to totally dismiss the unpredictable and the incomprehensible. Et ha-haftaah v'ha-nesha v'yeshut, to dismiss, to eliminate surprise and miraculous and miracle in existence. Ish ha-dat koveya sidrei olam. He establishes patterns. Malei hechrechiyut v'chukiyut. Everything is inexorable, and everything is a function of a physical law. Kol ma she'eino mishtabed l'shultono shel hachok v'haklal. Anything which he's not able to see as conforming to the rule, the reign of law, of physical law and general principles. Ve'eino moveh modeh b'marutam, and doesn't, as it were, acknowledge, right, events, happenings, parts of the Bria that don't, that, again, speaking anthropomorphically, that don't acknowledge the mastery of law. Hareyu shayach l'sug shel mei on, for efes va'ayin, nothingness. Mibet midrashel shel Aplaton Plato, o l'chol ha'pachol rushuto shel ha'chomer ha'hiyuli, oh, Hule mi yisodo shel Aristo. Hatzad ha-shavah shebishnehem, the common denominator of those two categories that Plato and Aristotle have, she'ein ha-arai v'ha-yachid ru'uyim l'hisamech b'smichat ha-yesh v'ha-vaya. What's seemingly accidental, that can't be predicted as a function of a law. What's an individual phenomenon that can't be, again, subsumed under broader categories. So it's not acknowledged. V'hem nish'arim b'tchum ha-tohu v'alohu. Rak ha-kavua, ha-barua, ha-mesudar, ha-chakuk, ha-mukta, b'chukiyotah shel ha-metziyut, Zochel l'shmo l'teiro shel ontos on. What real existence is only that which, again, is subject to all the rules and the clarity and the understanding. Haregesh shel buz u'bitul, the feeling, the sense of, in a minute we'll try to comment on this. Haregesh shel buz u'bitul, it does help to try to read before you try to comment and understand. Haregesh shel buz u'bitul, of contempt, scorn and contempt. Klapei ha'i kavua ha'i chuki ha'i mesudar, that which one perceives as not being fixed, not being, not following any law, which isn't part of, again, some orderly functioning. Shehaya raveach kol kach b'toratam shel chachmei Yavan, which was so widespread in the philosophy, in the thought of ancient Greece, v'shematzad bituyo, bituyov, bitu, and found its most hayoter charif, its most sharp expression in Mishnatam, in the thought shel Aplaton v'Aristo, nitan l'moreshet olam l'chol anshei hadat v'hamada. Is the eternal legacy of scientists. Reshit ha-havaya v'achrita hi ha-chukiyot. All of existence has to be understood in terms of law. Muvan, of course, shemusag ha-chukiyot, what type of law, lovesh tzura u'poshe tzura, when you look at the history of science or the history of thought, So what type of laws the Anshei HaDa'at formulated varies, but the underlying goal and the underlying thrust of their system was always this chukiyut. Muvan shemusag ha-chukiyut lovesh tzura, poshe tzura, b'hetem l'rucha shel ha-tkufa, u'prinat ha-histaklut. Chukiyut pnimit teleologit shel ha-edos o shel ha-morphe mi-beis midrash shel Aristo. Aristotle explains, so why, when Aristotle explained why things happened, so he spoke in terms of the Dalaj Yisod, so the four basic elements, and he talked about how the nature of Ofor, right, Esh Vayim Ruach Ofor, the nature of Ofor is that it's heavy, and that therefore it falls. And the nature of ruach or esh is to ascend. That's what the Rav is describing as it's chukiyut primit, right? It's an internal type of law. It's something which inheres in the objects themselves. As opposed to Sibatiyut Mekanet Shel Galilei V'Newton. And in modern science, so we don't say that it's because the Dalet Yesodos themselves are, you know, that their teva is that it's inherent within them is to fall. We say no, it's a law of gravity. That there's so it's a mechanical causation. But either way, it's Chukiyut. Bram, kol ela hagilgulim v'hametamorphizot, all these, you know, cycles and metamorphoses, b'tfisat hashel hachukiyot, what constitutes a chok? Megalim rak megamah kolot achat shel ish hadat. But they, in every epoch of thought, they reveal one general tendency, Bakashat ha-mesudah v'ha-kavua v'havaya. Seeking that which is orderly and fixed in existence. Right? An eclipse is not an aberration. No, you understand from the motion, the planetary motion and lunar motion. So you know when there's going to be an eclipse. It's not something. It's not some sudden occurrence. It's not an aberration. No, it's part of what's mesudar and kavua b'havaya. You can explain when there's what processes yield thunder and lightning. Again, it's not something which just emerges suddenly. Havehu mitamek b'cheshbono shel olam. Umadvelo tochnet mesuyemet shel metziut mukefet mechitzot haseder v'hachok. He looks to discover again an existence which is bounded by, which is encircled by orderliness and physical law, she'en achareim klum, and there should be nothing which stands outside of or beyond that orderliness, that functioning according to inexorable law. Kol mahuta shel hakarat ish hadat, the essence of his understanding, he gilui hasod. He's looking to reveal, again, what's responsible for an eclipse. Upitaron hachida, and solving the riddle, hatzunim v'ugnuzim b'yeshut, which are hidden in existence. Mitol chan hagat min hagov v'tivor shel olam, by discovering laws of nature. Ma'asei ish hadat hi giloi v'chasifa. The activity, the action of the ish hadas, of the cognitive man, is that of revealing and uncovering. This depiction just, we should realize that I think my father Zuchon Lezvachon made this comment already earlier in Isha Halacha, because already in the opening pages it was warranted. But to write this page, the mastery of basically all, I don't know, of all fields is staggering. The depiction here very much conforms. I mean, the Ramban is not, doesn't develop it as much. He doesn't say it in as sweeping a way. But the Ramban has it in Parshas Achrimos the following comment. He also talks about Greek culture. It's Perek Tezayin Posekhes by Goral Echad Lazazel. So at the end of that Ramban, the Ramban says, Lo uchal lefaresh, I can't explain any more than I've said. Ki hayinu tzrichem lachsom, to do so we would have to losach som shovedisha, we'd have to stifle. Pi hamischakmim batava, those who often, when you find, whether it's lehit hakeim or lehit palsayf, when you find the shorash chokma or I'd say with philosophy in the hispael, it means those who presume to be wise. It doesn't mean those who are wise. Those who are wise are chachamim. Mishakvim are those who sort of make themselves wise. Person's wise, there's not to make himself wise, right? So when a person makes himself wise, it means that people who are in truth, they're ignorant, and they're sort of, you know, very arrogantly overstepping their boundaries and making themselves wise. That's what the sense of the Hispael has here. V'lo uchal lefaresh, excuse me, ki hayinu tzrichim lachsom pi hamitchakmim bateva. Again, though we'd have to stifle those who arrogantly presume to be wise about teva, hanimshachim, who are drawn achare hayivani. The Ramban doesn't even like to use his name. Ramban was not a fan of Aristotle. So he doesn't even use his name. Just calls him the Greek. V'nimshachim acharei ha-yevani asher hikrish, he, the Yevani, Aristotle, he denied kol dovor zulosi ha-murgosh lo. He denied anything beyond that which he was able to sense. V'higis daito lachshov, it's supposed to be lachshov, yeah. V'higiz daito lachshov, and he had, again, sahagos is when you stir, right? Hilchos Shabbos, sahagos is when you stir a pot. So higiz daito, again, means that instead of a person recognizing limitations, so he, when you stir it, so you kind of like, you it's in one way, it's sort of agitating what's in the pot, right? You're moving it around, you're agitating what's in the pot. So higiz daito means that he literally means he agitates his mind in the sense that he was arrogant. V'higiz daita lachshav hu v'talmidav harashayim ki kol inyan shelo hisig elav b'svaraso einenu emes. Again, I think that's a good one word of accident. Ki kol inyan shelo hisig elav hu b'svaraso einenu emes. Whatever Aristotle couldn't understand couldn't be true. So that's very much what the Rav is depicting here, right? When the Rav says that whether it was in Plato's system of thought or Aristotle's system of thought, that whatever couldn't be subsumed under their logical system, under their the laws of existence that they formulated, so that was that they had a sense of what did the Rav say here? Buz u'bitol of scorn and contempt. That's the same depiction that you have here in the Ramban. That's why the Rav elsewhere talks about, I don't think he has it there in Isha Halacha, but elsewhere the Rav talks about that the Greeks denied Briyas Olam Yesh Me'ayin. So Aristotle believed that there was nothing. Aristotle believed that the world as is has always existed. And Plato believed in that there was pre-existent matter, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believed in Yetzirah Yesh Me'yesh. He didn't believe in Briya Yesh Me'ayin. We believe in Briya Yesh Me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from nothingness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, it really shouldn't even be said in temporal terms, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always existed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of physicality, in terms of anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into being Yesh Me'ayin. So Yesh Me'ayin is not something that a person can sort of, there's no logical category of Yesh Me'ayin, right? Yesh Me'ayin is the ultimate miracle. There's no, you know, you can explain how, you know, how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. You can explain how something becomes something else. You can explain how there's a chemical reaction and one thing leads to something else. But that nothing becomes something isn't a logical category, right? It's the ultimate miracle. Okay, so it's the ultimate miracle. That doesn't mean the fact that it can't be contained within a logical category just means that it's beyond it's beyond us. But it doesn't mean that it can't exist, that it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that that's not what happened. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But that's what the Ramban is saying, that called inyan shlo hisig elav hu besvaraso inenu emes. If he couldn't understand it, it couldn't be true. Again, he couldn't understand it, meaning logically. How can something emerge from nothing? So it isn't a logical process. It's a miraculous process. It's a miraculous process. But the whole, what the Rav is describing, again, this mindset of the Ish, that's what the Rav is describing, this Ish Hadas Kovei Sidrei Olam Malei Hechrechiyut V'chukiyut, so something that defies, where was the line about how he's looking to eliminate Nes, what was that line? We had such a line? Yeah. Again, if you're looking at this edition on page 16, Levatel et ha'it sofoi v'et ha'im uvan et ha'hafta'a v'hanes she'be'i yeshut. Again, which is why, again, that's what the Rav elsewhere explains, why the Greeks didn't have a concept of yesh me'ayin. L'umato, Ish hadat, and the man of religion, Homer Rigliosis, k'shehu nitzav al yad olamosh al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he stands at the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, Mistakelvo, and looks into it, Einosh Shoef, he doesn't desire lahafochet haraz shebayitzira, the tofa'a pshuta. He's not looking to convert, to transform the secret within the creation to a simple phenomenon. Sheba be'rav d'chad yom ayit fesena. That a first year high school physics student can understand. Klape laya, on the contrary. Ritzono lahadgish, again, literally translate, right? His desire is to emphasize et ha-mistorin shebahavaya, mysterium tremendum, ulahat'im et ha-sod shebabriya. So here it's important to every line is important to understand and not misunderstand, but especially here. When the Rav writes, Ritzono lahadgish et ha-mistorin shebahavaya, the point is he's not looking for mystery. Unlike the Ish Hadas, who sort of dismisses it and is Masir Das from it, so the Ish Hadat, he insists that we should also be acutely aware and focused upon everything that we don't understand. Again, it's not that he's looking for mystery, it's not that he's looking to, oh, how can I make this mysterious? No, the point is, it is mysterious, and it's with Sano Lahadgish at Ha Mistorin Shabahavaya. The Mistorin is objectively there, Bahavaya. That's what the Rav is going to explain in Oz Gimel. And the Ish Hadas wants to be fully aware and cognizant of that. Hu Mistakel B'Muflam Mimenu, he looks at what's hidden from him. Shalom and Naz Liftoil To. He doesn't think that it can be solved. V'doresh b'mechuseh shalom enat l'kabel pras habi'or. Hayachas ha-dinami, the dynamic relationship, ha-sholei ben ha-sobyek ha-makir lo-obyek ha-omeh li-hitafes, between the subject who's looking to understand and the object that is going to be understood, mitgalel le'ish hadat lo be'efsherot ha-hakara ha-gnuza b'zika zo, ela adaraba, b'kesem nitzchiyut ha-ta'aluma ha-shora al-penei ha-nasu. There is an eternal mystery which will always hover above existence. Here, the Rav, very crucial. Ein zot omeret ki ish hadat mevaker et hatov vavo al penei ha-yitzira ha-meshuklal et osher u-bocher kaviyachol be-bilbol ma'asei b'reishis u-machnis irbuv yel ha-metziyut. It's not that the ish hadas, that the home of religiosis, is rejects reason. No, he doesn't reject reason. Chas v'shalom. Gam hu mevakesh et ha-chukiyut ve-et ha-sidriyut. Right. Subsequently, the Rav is going to... Is it here? Yeah, on page 21, if we get there today. The Rav's going to... You know, he refers to that there was such a very pronounced strain in Christian thought, which rejects reason, which is... No, that's not what's being described here. Gam hu mevakesh et ha-chukiyut v'ha-sidriyut. The presence of law, literally the lawfulness and the orderliness, et ha-kviyut v'ha-hechrechiyut, the inexorability of nature. Aval giloy ha-chok u'tfisat ha-seder v'ha-hishtal shalut shabayesh but revealing laws of nature, grasping the orderliness of nature. It's not just a bunch of random occurrences. How things unfold, magbirim u'ma'amikim et ha'sheila v'et ha'problema etzel ish hadas. But that doesn't result in answers and in solutions. It only magnifies the question. B'sha'a she'ish hada'at, in a minute, we'll try to understand what that means a little bit. B'sha'a she'ish hada'at yotze yedei chovato b'kviyat shelton ha'chukiyot ha'sivatit she'bahavaya. He thinks that his intellectual enterprise is complete, again, when he understands the basic laws of physics, the basic laws of nature. Ish hadat eino mistapek b'tikun ha'olam b'malchut ha'chok. He's not content with that. Because, in truth, ki itzuma shel ha'chukiyot hi ta'lumat starim v'rasha b'razin. The very existence of this system of natural law itself is the biggest mystery. What does that mean? So maybe as follows. Give a marshal as follows. So let's say you come to some deserted place, and to the best of what's known, it's never ever been inhabited, and you see a car. Okay. And you open the hood of the car, and you study, and you see how, with what tremendous wisdom that the car has been designed. You see that it's designed to be able to move as efficiently, as safely, as comfortably, as ecologically friendly as possible. So on the one hand, okay, so now you understood. You have an understanding of the car. And you can sort of walk away at this point. Or you can wonder, all this chokhmah, all this intricate design, for what? There is no one here. No one lives there. So what's the purpose of the design? Why is there a car b'chlal? So science understands a tremendous amount about the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but ultimately, in terms of why there's a world, so not only can't science address that question, it's beyond not only human knowledge, it's beyond angelic knowledge as well. So itzuma shel ha'chukiyut hi ta'lumat starim rasha b'razin. The fact that everything is so intricately designed. But for what? Again, so in the car, so we say, oh, so if it's in a neighborhood where people live, so then we understand. But in the analog to the car, we don't understand, can't understand, and never will understand. So the mystery is not because of some kind of primitive rejection of reason. But adarabba, the more reason discovers and uncovers, so then the greater the mystery is. Now let's continue a few more lines here. Havanat hayachasim have functional relationships. Hashotem ben tofaot alam hazeh, hu ha'im uvan ha'tamua v'hanistar v'yoter. Mikol giloi tofa'av. Let's try to give an example to concretize this next sentence, Rezus Hashem. Mikol giloi tofa'a, from every discovery of some phenomenon, chidot chadashot bok'ot v'olot. There are new riddles which arise. So entomologists can tell you, and it's mind-boggling, how many different types of ants there are. That's just one type of insect. So it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. But why? So astronomers now, I don't know, think they know. Who knows whether they do know or they don't know? Who knows? So our solar system is just one solar system of many solar systems, and our sun is one sun of many suns, and the Bria is so much more vast than was thought throughout history. So the Bria is so vast that no one has the slightest idea, conception of how vast it really is. So what's the point? Mikol giloi tofa'a chidot chadashot bokot v'olot. Kshe'ata megaleh tefach, hinche mechaseh tefachai. Right, again, this is an idiom from Chazal, everything is so extraordinary here. When you reveal a tefach, you thereby cover two tefachim. Ish hadat ro'eh et kol ha'adam ha'mesudar, et kol ha'briyah ha'mesuyamet, v'ha'mugbelet al-yedei ha'chog. This orderly world, this creation, which is bound by chok kemgilat starim. The fact that we have everything physics can tell us, that the bria remains something which is kulo pella. She'ev shala amod al tocha kekushia delaznago ubaranago delifikine. Chidat achidot hi atzmo shala chok. Hamaaseh cognitive shel ish hadat, he's rational to the core. But if you're rational to the core and you don't sort of egotistically dismiss and ignore and deny what you can't understand, so hamaaseh cognitive shel ish hadat he kisoy v'heale. Okay, I thought maybe we could get this regard. So Linad will pick up with Gimel next time.